What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah. We have done it.
What we did?
We woke up, yeah. And we're here at work.
That's a couple of accomplishments.
If everybody else does that,
yeah,
America will be great again.
Nice.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. I'm sitting in a chair, brought to you by Walker Furniture.
We could just go on
the
and on.
The list could just go on and
it
on.
It could indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
No, they didn't pay for the chair, but they wanted to bring us some. Actually, these aren't in bad shape.
No, they're not.
Yeah. I can't find things to complain about. The computer stuff appears to be working.
So far.
I figured out a way to get into my own email, which
is amazing because you don't even like to open email, but you figured it out.
Oh, well, let me tell you the quick story on that.
Yeah.
I messed up like my Google thing because we're stupid people that bought the NFL ticket. Those really stupid people. And I'm one of those because I want to see the Buccaneers play. And, uh-huh. I like the Jags, but come on. Sometimes when there's a choice, I want the Bucs. Anyway, so in our market, because I'm in the Jacksonville market technically,
right.
I hardly ever get the Bucs. So anyway, and now we paid for it. Like a month or two ago, we talked about it.
Sure.
And back then, I had the money. It was before the boat
repairs.
Episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and vacation.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we buy it. We're like, yeah, we're getting ripped off, but we're going to really enjoy this. And then you go to hook up to it. It's like impossible. And I go to...
Really?
Yeah, and I go to the search engine, and I say things that you're not supposed to say to search engines. I'm like, I paid for the... And why is it so hard to get hooked up to my NFL Sunday ticket through YouTube? Because if you have YouTube TV, that's one way to log in. If you don't, there's a different way. Long story short, I ended up changing 37 passwords on 8 different devices to try to get to the right one. And at the end of the day, it was wrong on every one of them. You know why?
Why?
Because it was all in Betsy's name. So I locked myself out of my own email, which is like, it's like Fort Knox.
You can't get
into our email unless you're supposed to. And then it like send you a message, and then you have this encryption thing,
uh-huh.
and then you have to show an eyeball.
Uh-huh.
One time I had to give a DNA sample.
Yep.
I mean, they're not screwing around.
That's just to get into your email. It's tough.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough.
That's not even to open an email. It's just to show you what you have received. No, anyway, I got it hooked up, so I guess I'm happy, which all you do, it's your work email. So
yeah.
What do you think's on there?
Work.
Work.
And what do you not really like any more than extra? More
work.
Work. Yeah.
I wasn't made for that.
But it is Trash Talking Tuesday.
Well, that's why I'm talking trash, because
it's appropriate.
I get all that out there. But
yep.
At the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
I am the happiest son of a gun you know.
Yes.
I am the click your heels, happy-go-lucky little radio leprechaun.
Absolutely.
I'm, going across your dashboard right now.
Do a jig.
Okay.
What was in your coffee? I need some.
LSD.
No, never mind.
All right. Yeah. Microdose? No. Would I possibly try it? No.
Probably.
Well, yes, but I won't say that on the radio because that there's something not right about that. Donald Trump.
Yes.
And Tim Kaine, what's going on there?
Oh, yeah. We talked about Tim Kaine while you were on vacation.
That's right. And I missed out on I did catch a headline somehow, some way, somewhere.
Yeah.
And
he's a heathen.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I go, he's not that stupid. Is he getting into that debate where, well, no, actually, your rights do come from government.
Yeah,
that's a throat punch.
I love that Ted Cruz reminded him of that other Virginian, Thomas Jefferson, who might have spoken otherwise.
Old Tommy. Yeah. He was a character, wasn't he? Mm. President Donald Trump ripped Senator Tim Kaine on Monday for stating last week the concept that rights are given by a creator, a foundational American belief, is extremely troubling.
Oh, he's troubled, all right.
Well, no, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. Now you really know that the left truly is being exposed. And that really, they really don't believe your rights come from God, because most of them don't even believe in a. And there's a reason why in the Declaration of Independence they say creator, mm-hmm. because they weren't trying to push a religion, so to speak. But it's like, hey, do you believe this world was created?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was by what? A creator.
Well, I reminded everybody that you've said on multiple times the lefties, I mean, they basically want the Democrat Party. That is the god they bow to. They're kind of themselves, if you will.
Well, yes. And they have their demigods, like environmentalism, like the fake global warming. They have all these little demigods, and then the big god is the party and the power, the control, and all that goes with it. But, yeah, this is troubling. Mm-hmm. During a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing last weekend, Kaine called comments from the Secretary of State Marco Rubio suggesting rights are God-given very troubling. The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator, that's what the Iranian government believes.
Oh, yeah, he went into a whole thing. I'm like, really? I think you're looking at the wrong country here. Just saying.
Well, no, this is his opinion, and I think that there's probably a whole lot of Democrats that share that.
Yeah.
And here's the problem with that. The idea of a government was to protect those God-given rights. That's why our government was set up differently than any other government on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
For a reason. Government is designed to protect those God-given rights, not to decide, well, I don't know what rights you should have and what rights you should not have. That was never the deal. The rights come from, that was the whole, that's the Declaration of Independence. That's why we fought a war against the most powerful military on the planet.
And won.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole idea. A government by, for, and of the people, designed to protect our creator-given or God-given rights. And if you don't understand those basic, that's one of the most basic fundamental principles that our nation was built upon.
And you're a senator. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, next thing you know, they'll say mutilating children to change their gender is perfectly up.
They beat you to it. Yeah.
Yeah, government gives you that choice. You answer to government, the god of government.
Yep. Little G.
And that's why Tim Kaine sometimes, I think, well, I won't say it out loud.
Okay.
Antichrist.
Could be.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. We're just getting warmed up. 97.3, The Sky.
Oh, Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome. 621 Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. And you never have to miss a minute of this awesome show. Just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you, now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Even on the dark web?
Ooh.
I don't know, because I don't know anything about it.
We've just heard about it, but it sounds...
I've never been on it, but I've heard about it.
Yeah. Sounds sinister.
Dark web.
Yes.
The Supreme Court of the United States, otherwise known as SCOTUS, has granted a request from President Donald Trump's administration to override a lower court's ruling that barred ICE agents from carrying out federal immigration enforcement operations under a claim that such raids constitute racial profiling. The left clings to this idea of just... racial anything and everything.
But at the same time, they put everybody in categories like race.
Exactly.
Kind of a little hypocrisy going on.
Well, I don't even know if it's hypocrisy, yes, but it's something, I don't know, it's something very odd, and it's more than that. They've always wanted to pretend like they were the protectors of minorities. That's how that whole thing started. Right. When they never were.
No. And still aren't.
Going all the way back to Lyndon Baines Johnson. It goes all the way back even to there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. So the Supreme Court said, no, you can continue arresting illegal aliens in Los Angeles. And, you know, it will still work its way through the courts. But for right now, you know, that... lower court decision has been on hold, and then they will allow the rest of it to work its way through. I guess on Monday it was a 6-3 decision. Justice Kavanaugh writing for the conservative majority that the government has made a sufficient showing to obtain a stay pending appeal. In particular, Kavanaugh says immigration stops based on reasonable suspicion of illegal presence have been an important component of U.S. immigration enforcement for decades across several presidential administrations. And given the recent influx of illegals under Biden, it is reasonable that ICE agents have focused their efforts on Los Angeles. The interest of individuals who are illegally in the country in avoiding being stopped by law enforcement for questioning is ultimately an interest in evading the law.
What?
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. This is not an especially weighty legal interest. In other words, she's trying to say in a nice way, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Okay? You let millions in, and then when you send people to actually do the job... of immigration, you know, that's what's going to happen. They're going to end up talking to people who are illegal. Some maybe not, but the vast majority, yes. It's just the left goes out of their way to continue to fight for the supposed rights of non-citizens, number one,
yep.
But also the supposed rights not just for non-citizens, but people who are here illegally and committing other crimes in addition. And they want to protect all of them. Now, what normal person would do that? Right? What normal person would want to protect somebody where they know this person is so violent, their wife, their child, somebody they love, could be attacked by this person, raped by this person, run over in a DUI?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, you're using logic. I don't know what they're using. Not the brain God gave them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look at the stabbing on the train of that Ukrainian girl.
Oh, my goodness. So
they're trying to say that Trump and his administration, his people, are going to use that to, like, stir up racism. Let me tell you something.
Oh, my goodness.
The heinous way in which this mentally ill person perpetrated this awful crime, nobody was talking about race. The only people talking about race are the lefties saying, oh, we shouldn't put that story out in the media because people might react in a certain way. I'll tell you how people reacted, normal people. They go, wow, this guy has clearly a long track record of bad things and a history of mental illness. Mm-hmm. His own mother said he should be locked up. His own mother. So it's not a question of race in this case. It's a question of either mental illness or a track record of criminal activity and the person should be locked up or a combination of both. But I don't think that this young lady, her family, or anybody who ever knew her, met her, or loved her really cares what color the person was that brutally murdered her.
The only race issue is the fact that the lefty media no doubt intentionally avoided the story because of race.
Yep.
There's your racism right there.
And, you know, this happened in North Carolina, so now you've got the North Carolina governor, Josh Stein, now finally calling for more cops.
Okay.
But a blowback on that. I'll explain, and we'll get to a whole bunch of stuff today. Yep. Because it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:28 right now. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Love and life, taking it one day at a time, my friends. Just chilling out, Greg.
Oh yeah, it's a mellow day for a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Is it?
Maybe not.
No. At any moment.
Yes.
That's the thing. You don't know what's coming. It could be chill, and it could be crazy, and I could get up in your grill.
Ooh, you're rhyming now, like Paul Simon.
So while I was up north in Boston.
Yeah.
I did not take a trip to Nantucket because on my list, that was not in the bucket.
Uh-huh.
But blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
You have to finish all the rest.
There you go.
And it was the first Nantucket rhyme that was not naughty ever.
Probably so.
In the history of Nantucket. So, did you hear the news? I was whining earlier about how difficult it was to get, like, my NFL ticket on, you know, jump through hoops. Anyway, I'm glad I did, though.
Yeah.
Well, the Gators, I mean, they might just do away with the whole program.
Excuse me?
At least kick them out of the SEC.
What you talking about, Willis?
First of all, you got spitting players and you lose to USF. Sorry. Mm. I think I'd take your man cards all away. Bye-bye.
Wow.
You're all to pack it up.
Wow.
I'm just
trash.
I'm kidding. No, look, I'm a fan through thick and thin. I'm a fan. It was a little hard to take. It just is. And Yeah, I know it's competitive and it's not easy, but I'm sorry. Give me a break. You pay somebody millions of dollars, and you have not instilled in your team and your players the idea of discipline. And it wasn't just the spitting, which is horrendous. It was just the stupid penalties at the worst times. It shows a lack of discipline. And this goes way back. I don't know what it is. Now, Urban Meyer, he took a bunch of, herded those cats, got some national championships out of them. But that's the rarity. Generally, you need players that are going to be very disciplined. And those players were in some ways. But, yeah, you got to tell them right off the bat, look, if you want to come here and be an ass, don't come here. It's the bottom line. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating. How do you root for a team when you see that happening?
Oh, you just kind of lose respect.
And yes.
It's like, okay, thug life here.
Yeah. And the coach said something, Billy Napier, it's a problem. It'll be dealt with, whatever. It's like, when you deal with that problem, long before you take the field, the uh-huh. second week of the season, do they talk about these things? Penalties kill teams. Penalties kill.
Yeah.
You want me to go in there, write it on the big whiteboard for them? Huh?
Sure.
Knock their stupid headphones off their silly heads. Take their smartphones away. Slap them a couple times. Now pay attention. Of course, I'd need protection all around me.
Of course, yeah, you would. So, as young as you used to be.
But yeah, very frustrating. So anyway, I think I'm still going to root for the Gators. I have most of my adult life.
Well, and you've got a lot of financial investment from your multi-degreed children.
Yeah.
There's that.
But the point here is there is other football on. And yeah. I'm not promoting it. I'm just letting you know because, man, J.J. was hot. J.J. McCarthy, quarterback for the Vikings. Reason I'm kind of rooting for him, he was a top pick out of Michigan.
Right.
Where he was phenomenal. And he was hurt. So I didn't get to see him play last year. So he's back. And then I'm watching for a little while. And I'm going, wow. A little rusty, maybe. Things aren't clicking. I don't know what's going on there.
And then those male, more or less, cheerleaders came out.
I didn't even notice it.
You went for snacks at that point or something. So, yeah.
Well, what I ended up doing was, of course, falling asleep because it's time for me to fall asleep when you get up at 3-something in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So I missed the 21-point fourth-quarter comeback, J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings to overcome the Bears 27-24. He had 21 points in the fourth quarter. That is awesome.
And you missed it.
I read about it this morning.
That's close enough.
When I was probably supposed to be doing real show prep about real stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, J.J. It says, shakes off early struggles with heroic victory. I'm like, no way. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But come on, Gators. Get it together. I'll tell you what erases a lot of things.
What's that?
Winning.
Oh.
Winning.
There's a concept.
Winning helps you to forgive and forget past mistakes and buffoonery.
Just don't do it again.
But
yeah.
But where are they going? LSU, third in the nation ranked? We might get our faces pounded in. I hope that's not the case.
No.
And when I told Betsy that, she goes, come on, stay positive. I positively think we're going to get our faces
pounded in.
But you really never know.
No, you don't.
I mean, I know there's the talent there. You just got to get all the cylinders firing at the same, not the same time. That would blow the
ball.
That
really is a bad old saying when you really think about it.
It really is. It's like, what's the firing? Let me give you the firing order.
Exactly.
And that's as much as I know.
Yeah.
And I don't even know that. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and CNN whining and crying about MAGA again. I'll explain. 97.3 The Sky. keep looking like for the sunrise at some point. I don't.
Have you noticed?
Awfully dark.
Have you noticed the days, like, all of a sudden feel shorter?
Yeah, and usually that means the temperatures drop a little bit lower, but I don't see that.
No.
It's like, oh, let's just get the worst of all worlds. But let's keep it positive. Good morning. It is the Bob Rose Show. Yeah, Greg Cassidy is here.
Trash talking the weather.
It was a trash talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. And hey, Sheriff Bobby Schultz, we're gonna have a chat with him. That's coming up at 8:05. What do we got? So a little over an hour.
Yeah.
And looking forward to that. If for some reason you miss it, and there's just really no excuse, but if you want one, you still have the Bob Rose Show podcast. So you have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe, and so you won't miss that interview or anything else. And that's very nice. All right. What else is going on here? CNN. What stupid things are they doing?
I mean, it is Trash Talking Tuesday.
This is easy.
You got to go to CNN.
These are the things you don't really have to, like, Greg goes, yeah, I got a CNN story. They said something stupid. I'm like, okay. Print it up. I just put it in the pile. I go, okay, and we'll go through the stupid things they said. And they never, we could do this all day, every day, but we're only going to spend a minute or two on it.
They never fail to impress.
Because there's more stupid lefties saying more. Silly things. CNN chief media analyst Brian Stelter. Now, don't take this the wrong way, but I can't remember. Is it him or one of the other perverts in there that got caught when they were working, like, from home or in a remote meeting or a Zoom thing. Where he was, polishing the silverware or something, you know what I'm saying?
Still on camera.
Yeah. Anyway, was it him or was it one of the other bozos? It's hard to keep track because they all are... I mean, what do you do? Like, you do an interview with these people, they go, hey, spew some of your lefty stupid garbage.
And that Toobin is the one.
Jeffrey Toobin.
Is the one. Interesting name,
too. Who is an attorney.
Yeah, he got a little, well, he got exposed on Zoom, shall we say.
Yeah, with his little tube in his hand. Anyway, so Monday, on News Central, they talked about the murder of the Ukrainian refugee, Arina Zatutska. What? Just tragic and sad. And people go, oh, well, you care because it's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, pretty girl. No, that's not why I care, but those things also happen to be true. Just like I don't care that the person that murdered her happened to be black. That's not why he killed. He didn't say, I'm black. No. I'm going to murder me someone today.
Yeah.
He's sick. He's got something wrong with him. He's got a long track record of being arrested. Anyway, so let's see what stupid thing here. Oh, that's right. This whole thing, that event that happened in Charlotte on the train.
Yes.
Without getting too graphic, the guy stands. Remember, there's no confrontation. No, they didn't see each other, didn't talk, no nothing. There's nothing leading up to this at all.
She's sitting there minding her own business. Face down into whatever she's doing.
Yeah, and he looks like he's a little, I don't know, what he's doing, dejected or whatever. And then, I don't know, he perks up, I guess, and sees, hey, I could kill this person. And so, I guess, his brain, squirming like a toad, tells him, yeah, go ahead and do that. And so he takes out, like a pocket knife. And he stands up, and he thrusts down on her. One, two, three, right in the neck.
Awful.
I'm telling you, awful. And the, was it the governor that called for more law enforcement? I'm telling you that cops could have stopped him maybe on the third swing, which they would have to react really quick. Mm-hmm. And no, he was, and that's the thing. Well, the police could help catch him. No, he didn't even go anywhere. That's how
he's
screwed up this guy is.
Yeah.
But for somebody like Brian Stelter, you're really the CNN chief media analyst, the chief analyst, and you say that, oh, this is just being used by MAGA media as a political symbol, which is stoking racism.
I don't know. Can we look at a pattern of how many stories always make the headlines if it's a minority victim, especially if it's a... if it's a white, culprit
yeah.
in a case like that? I mean, really?
The host there, she said, this actually happened last month. It only gained national news attention here in the past couple of days. Why is that? And here's his cheesy response. Well, most murders in the U.S. never become national news. This one's garnered attention for a couple of reasons. Number one, and I agree with him this, it was a gruesome video.
Right.
But then he says, second, the energy from pro-Trump activists, they picked up on this video from local news and ran with it. Really? These people. All right, we've got a lot more to talk about, people to talk to. Sheriff Bobby Schultz in about an hour. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.